Namaste, friend. My name is Heather Wiest, and I am blessed and honored to be guiding this yoga nidra for releasing stress. Please sit or lie down resting comfortably. If you need support for your lower back, please place a pillow or rolled blanket under the back of your knees. If you are cool, place a blanket over the body. Take a moment now to settle in, limit distractions, and completely relax. And now, make fists with your hands and squeeze them tight. Keep squeezing as hard as you can while you count to 10. Squeeze even more. Tighter. Now let go. What happened to your breath while you did this? Most people find they completely stop breathing, which is what typically happens when we're under stress. If you think about it, this response makes sense. The body seizes up in a mild form of shock, but this response is exactly the opposite of what is healthy for the body. Instead of seizing up, we must learn to relax during times of stress, for only when we're relaxed can we think clearly. What is a stress or worry you can let go of today? What is a stress or worry you can let go of today? Through observation and awareness, we learn to be more calmly responsive and less emotionally reactive. Inhale the best, exhale the stress. And now, take a minute to create a personal, meaningful intention for your practice. It could be a positive affirmation, a prayer, or a deep heart longing. As the eyes are closed, begin to let go of any thoughts, worries, expectations, or tension in the mind and the body. We'll take 3 deep breaths to relax now. Take a nice deep breath in and let it go through the mouth. Again, breathe in and let it go. Last time, inhale and let it out, releasing tension and dropping inside. And now, lift the right foot and leg 1 inch off the ground. Continue to breathe as you hold the leg. Hold, hold, And as you exhale, drop the foot and leg back down to the ground. Let go completely. Now lift the left foot and leg 1 inch off the ground. Continue to breathe. Hold the leg. Hold. Hold. And as you exhale, drop the foot and leg back down to the ground. Let go completely. Feel heaviness flooding the legs. And now tense and lift the buttocks, hips, and pelvic area off of the ground. Hold. Hold. And now let go as you release back down. Feel the whole body letting go. Surrender to gravity. And now make fists and contract the arms until they lift off the floor. Hold. Hold. Tighten even more. And let go. Let go completely. Feel a wave of heaviness flood the body. Surrender to gravity. Feel the support of the earth beneath you. The whole body supported by the earth beneath you. Release any holding or tension anywhere. Feel how the boundaries of your body dissolve into the space around you. Sink deeply into the floor. As you sit or lie down, make yourself very comfortable. Make any adjustments now to release tension in the body. As we move into the next phase of guided relaxation, resolve to be motionless, very still. If at any point you need to move, do so mindfully and then return to stillness as soon as possible. Resolve to stay awake. Simply allow your mind and body to respond to directions easily and without force. Listen to the sound of my voice and stay connected to my voice throughout the session. And now, beginning to shift from thinking and doing to feeling and being. Let go completely and relax and receive this gift. to move into a deeper level of relaxation. We will fuse together sound, vibration, breath, and awareness by humming the sound of the bumblebee 7 times. With the lips closed, teeth lightly touching, tongue towards the front and roof of the mouth. Maximize the vibratory impact in our head by raising and lowering the pitch to create a felt sense of complete absorption. Use your thumbs to gently press on your ear flaps, closing the ears just tight enough so that you can still hear me. Rest the remaining fingers on either side of the forehead or around the eyes like a mask. Take a deep breath in, and with closed lips, begin to hum the sound of the bumblebee. Follow me. Inhale. Last time, inhale. Now stop. Bring your arms back down by your sides and be still. Immediately notice the vibrational effects in the body, arms, legs, torso, head, the whole body. Feel the impact of the vibrations on every cell. Drop into silence and stillness. Do nothing from now on. Allow yourself to settle and respond easily to my words. Bring your attention to the space between the eyes. Allow your attention to rest here at the brow center without effort or struggle. shifting attention down to the throat. Right shoulder joint. Right elbow. Right wrist. Right thumb. Right index finger. Right middle finger. Right ring finger. Right little finger. Right wrist. Right elbow. Right shoulder. Throat. Left shoulder joint. Left elbow. Left wrist. Left thumb. Left index finger. Left middle finger. Left ring finger. Left little finger. Left wrist. Left elbow. Left shoulder joint. Throat. Heart center. Right chest. Heart center. Left chest. Heart center. Solar plexus. Navel point. Pelvis. Right hip joint. Right knee. Right ankle. Right big toe. Right second toe. Right third toe. Right fourth toe. Right fifth toe. Right ankle. Right knee. Right hip joint. Pelvis. Left hip joint. Left knee. Left ankle. Left big toe. Left second toe. Left third toe. Left fourth toe. Left fifth toe. Left ankle. left knee, left hip joint, pelvis, navel point, solar plexus, heart center, throat, brow center. And now relax into the stillness that has been created. Completely let go and feel. And now, remember a time when you stood before a pond, noticing how quiet and peaceful it was. You may have dropped a pebble into the center and noticed the ripples rippling out, one ripple after another, flowing outward farther and farther. Slowly, the water returned to its original, calm and peaceful way. I'm going to invite you to imagine that your body is like that body of water. As you drop a pebble into the center of your body, you can feel ripples of relaxation rippling out throughout your body, up through your torso, into your chest and your back, up through the vertebrae, and spreading out to each and every muscle of your back, through your shoulders and arms, up through your neck, jaw, face, and scalp. Feeling those ripples just relax as your muscles let go and become soft and loose. You can now feel the ripples of relaxation flowing down to the bottom of your torso, flowing through your abdomen and your pelvis, down through your thighs, calves, ankles, and toes. Know that each time you drop a pebble into the center of your body, you become more and more relaxed. As you become more relaxed, you find yourself becoming more quiet and peaceful. And now, Imagine yourself standing in a beautiful forest. The smell of pine trees instantly calms you. Off into the distance is a beautiful log cabin. You can see smoke coming from the fireplace as you approach. Something seems very familiar about this place. You see, the cabin belongs to your future self, yourself several years from now. Notice what it looks like. What smells are you picking up on? What noises do you hear? Get a good sense of this place. Walk to the door and know that on the other side is your future self waiting to greet you. As the door opens, what do you see? What do you hear? How do you feel? Greet your future self and notice the way your future self returns your greeting, welcoming you into this time and place several years into the future. Take in this person, your future self. What do they look like? Notice how they stand and what they're wearing. Get a sense of their essence. Notice how you're feeling while in their presence. Now look around at the inside of the dwelling. What kind of person lives here? Now move with your future self to a comfortable place in the cabin for a conversation. Perhaps your future self offers you something to drink or eat. Really settle in and make yourself comfortable. Begin your conversation by asking the following questions to your future self. What do I need to pay attention to most right now in my life? What do I need to pay attention to most right now in my life? Take a moment now to hear the answer. And now, ask your future self the next question. Knowing what you know now, is there one piece of advice you can give me? Knowing what you know now, is there one piece of advice you can give me? Listen to what your future self has to say. And now take a moment and ask your future self your own deep question. Wait for the response. It's time to bring your visit with your future self to a close. Thank your future self for being with you today and for sharing their wisdom with you. Say goodbye and head out of the cabin. As you begin to walk away, turn around and look at the cabin one more time. What was said, and what will you remember most about your experience? And at this time, completely let go. Surrender to the silence within you and around you. Let go of thoughts and drift back into vast spaciousness. Light and calm. Allow yourself to receive these intentions. I release all stress. I release all stress. I rest in calm awareness. I rest in calm awareness. My body is light. My mind at peace. And my heart is unconditionally open. My body is light. My mind at peace. And my heart is unconditionally open. allowing yourself to recall your personal intention and silently stating it to yourself 2 times. Feel your intention received at all levels of your being without any doubt or hesitation. Know that your whole being recognizes, honors, and accepts your intention. There is no need for you to do anything about it. Simply feel your intention being absorbed by all levels of your body and your being. Recognize now that a new shift has been made in your life, both physically and energetically. The shift will enable you to honor your heart and soul's deepest longings. Know that each time you reconnect with this shift, you balance body, mind, and spirit. And ever so gently, beginning to come back into the present moment. Keeping the body still, start to deepen your breath. Allow your breath to fill the space of your body, your breath of life flowing freely. Each breath a purpose. Bringing some gentle movement to fingers and toes. Maybe you rock the head gently side to side. If it feels right, you can take a full body stretch. And then we'll gently draw the knees into the chest, transitioning into a fetal position on either side. Noticing here the effects of the practice. The body relaxed, the mind calm, the spirit at peace. Know you can come here at any time just by connecting with the breath, allowing yourself to lengthen through the exhale. I'm going to share with you a portion of the message Matthew 6:34. Give your entire attention to what God is doing right now. And don't get worked up about what may or may not happen tomorrow. God will help you deal with whatever hard things come up when the time comes. May you continue to inhale the best and exhale the stress through observation and awareness. We learn to be more calmly responsive and less emotionally reactive. Please remain in a fetal position if you're drifting off to sleep. If arising, use the strength of your arms to slowly come into a comfortable seated position. Keeping the eyes soft and closed, palms facing up on the thighs in a receiving gesture. Quietly reflecting for a few breaths, receiving any soul messages from this practice. And we'll take two collective breaths together. Nice deep inhale in. Let it go through the mouth. Another deep inhale. Longest exhale yet. Drawing the hands into Anjali Mudra at heart center. It has been an honor and pleasure to guide you into calm awareness. Thank you for sharing your beautiful presence with me. From the light within me, I honor and respect the light within you. Walk in grace and peace and shine bright, my friend. Much love. And namaste.